inside, he works for me. His name is Mariano. He cuts and trims the grass for me. He makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on the bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my own broken Spanish. He points at things and tells me names of things I can't recall. And sometimes I just can't help but wonder who this man is. And if when he is gone, do you remember me at all? I watch him close, he works like a piston in an engine. He only stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. When the day is ended, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. He sits upon a stone in a southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know. Just thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is brown as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression, their hair is black as widow's dreams. Dreams are all but gone. They're ancient as a vision, the sacrificial virgin, and in the sun is crying from a baby being born. And they hover around a dying flame and pray for his protection. Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends them colored figures, he cuts from strips of paper, and all his weekly wages, saving nothing for himself. It's been a while since I've seen a face of Mariano. The border guards, they came one day and took him far away. I hope he's safe down there at home in Guanajuato. I worry though, I read there's revolution every day. Thank you very much.
Robert, I've always loved that song. What year did you write? I remember when you first started playing it. Tell the folks what year you wrote.
I wrote that song in 1988, I believe. 1988. I lived in Nashville for a couple of years, and I was hanging around Nashville trying to write like hit songs. Like, how many different ways can you rhyme the word love was really kind of my main thing. It's like, let's see, enough was one. You know, luck, you can always do that. Any other ones? Can you think of any? Above, shove, rough, yeah. So anyway, it'll give you a headache, you know. So I had this big old headache, and I moved back to Texas, and I was sitting around, and I was talking to one of my friends in Nashville, and I was saying, yeah, you know, I just kept working on it, couldn't figure out how to, you know, rhyme love, and then I said, you know, this is really cool being down here. There's this guy that works up here for my father-in-law. He's the most amazing person I've ever met. And I thought, I'm going to write a song about that guy. And I said, I'll call you later. So I hung up and I wrote this song. And I was unshackled by, you know, the love rhyme problem. Yeah, I was like, okay, I was free. And from then on, I just wrote about any damn thing I wanted to.
You know, sometimes you just feel lucky when anything rhymes with anything else.
Yeah, I know. You get stuck.